The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodie-Good, Chief Executive Officer and Technical Director of Alien Metals UFOs ticker. Bill, thanks for joining me.
No, it's good to catch up again.
Yeah, and you've announced a bit of news here. A new iron ore company established to expedite development. So, Bill, take us into this. What are you doing here? And, and then we could get into a bit more detail in a bit.
Yeah, sure. So, Hancock, the iron ore project we've been working on and recently announced, obviously, the maiden resource with really positive news on the scoping study, the initial scoping study. We felt it was important to really start focusing, give that its own sort of momentum. So we felt very importantly we create a sort of wholly owned subsidiary in Australia. So Iron Ore Company of Australia, PTY Ltd, to sort of just get that focus and get that drive going. So that now we have on the iron ore, sort of like an iron ore division of Alien Metals per se. Still the same people involved, myself on the high-level technical direction CEO-type role, driving the technical side, the development side, the technical team. We're actually out there drilling at the moment, doing our third phase of drilling, which is great. And then Lloyd Edmonds doing the operational side. As we talked about in the announcement, we're really driving this thing forward. So it just focuses the iron ore section of the business and gives us that sort of, I suppose, a bit of momentum as well.
Yeah. So exactly. So in what aspects do you think it was, speed things up, get things going at sort of on a faster track?
Well, I suppose what it does as well is it shows people that we're just... we're making it a dedicated sort of project.
Yeah.
So that therefore there's a dedicated, like with Lloyd specifically at the moment, and we've recently taken on an iron ore, a 20 plus year iron ore geologist in Western Australia as well to support the technical side. Mm. But it also, when we're talking to companies and we're talking to possibly about offtakes or joint ventures, drilling and blasting groups, transport, crushing, screening, all those sort of logistical aspects, there's a focus. It's Iron Ore Company of Australia's Hancock project that we can talk to them about. So, I think it's great. It gives us that sort of momentum. And hopefully, from an industry perspective, it's like, oh, right, Iron Ore Company of Australia. We've got the Hancock project, 10.5 million tonnes at the moment, high grade. Watch this space sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And just remind people where you are with the Hancock project. What's next there?
We recently, a couple of months ago, we announced our maiden resource, so 10.4 million tonnes at 60.4%. Excellent sort of first off, inferred JORC compliant. The initial scoping study by Mining Plus came up with great numbers. I mean, less than $60 a tonne FOB to Port Hedland, to look to Utah Point as this sort of public facility for delivering the product. So now we're pushing forward with, as I just mentioned, the third phase of drilling. So we're doing some infill to hopefully upgrade the resource, but also to expand it, increase its size, and start testing some of the what we believe is quite extensive new targets and potentially much increase the resource on a longer term basis.
Yeah. And I see a lot of the commodity prices have come back a little bit. What's your thoughts there, Bill? Because, I mean, of course, it's a long way off producing yet.
I suppose we'd like to say we're sort of, are we 18 months off? Are we 24 months off being what Lloyd, I think, really at least says shovel ready? But we need to just push this project ahead. We feel it's got great potential. The other significant thing about this project is, at any point, should that iron ore price sort of drop to, God forbid, $50 a ton or something, mm-hmm. we just can put the brakes on and put a pause on, and we don't have huge expenditures to maintain. We don't have infrastructure to maintain. It's just like, okay, everybody go off and do something else for a period of time. The price comes back up and everyone get back in. But in the meantime, you know, we'll keep obviously monitoring the price, but we feel for the product as well, that there will always be a demand at a good economics for the project.
Yeah. And to be honest, it rallied strongly. I mean, it's expected a pullback, isn't it, a little bit? Because it rallied strongly, it's going back, and now maybe it consolidates a bit, I think, to these levels, and, you know, moves sideways.
It's one of those things you just, there's no way I can predict. A lot of people with a lot of experience are predicting, will it go up, will it go down, will it stay where it is? We just need to push forward. And let's face it, steel is, you know, one of the core products for the future for any sort of infrastructure development globally. So there will always be a demand. And as I say, the product we have at Hancock is that high grade. That is, you know, sort of the top of the pile, so to speak, for the type of material wanted, even as in its own right, or as a blend. Somebody could blend with a slightly lower grade material to then produce the necessary material they need for their for their furnaces.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Bill, well, listen, I think there's three reasons here, because, of course, it's not just all about Hancock, but there's other things going on. So if you could, three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Yeah, of course. Well, obviously, commodities that we have in Alien, so we've got the iron ore we've just been talking about. We've got our silver assets and projects. Recently, we've sort of acquired, or we're in process, hopefully, of acquiring at least 30%. Of the money. So that's platinum, palladium, rhodium, very, very exciting. And we feel in demand commodities going forward. So jurisdictions, secondly, you know, Australia doesn't really get better than Australia in terms of sort of mining jurisdiction. And Mexico. Mexico is a great jurisdiction, possibly understood, but we're very comfortable with it, and a good, safe place to be and to be working and developing. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, you know, the team. I've got some great people, very lucky to have some great people around us who are all contributing and working hard to grow Alien and the project.
Marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Okay, good to catch up. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.